With a short week to prepare for the Browns' upcoming opponent, quarterback Brian Hoyer talks about gearing up to face a challenging Bills defense in today's press conference.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's a quick turnaround, and you really get over the win on Sunday night and started watching Buffalo stuff Sunday night while I was at home watching Sunday night football. So it's a quick turnaround, and it's a defense that they're not very simple. There's some complication to them, so you got to try to figure it out quickly. And our coach has done a good job of, you know, breaking it down to us and setting up a game plan that's manageable on a short week. So it'll be good to get out here today and get that first short practice in and, you know, rejuvenate and get going.
Hey, Brian, did the game plan on Sunday go as planned as you could have hoped?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, we didn't know going in with the injuries that they were going to have how it was going to affect us. They played a little more different coverages than we thought, but we kind of knew going in if those guys were out, it might change a little bit. So, you know, as far as the game plan was concerned, I feel like, you know, we ran stuff that we were really comfortable with and we had talked about all week.
They had five picks the other day. I think it was five. Just talked about how opportunistic they are.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they're a complicated defense, so they try to confuse you and do things like that. And you just got to be ready for what they throw at you and, you know, get your pre-snap read and confirm it on your post-snap. And like you said, they had five picks, so there's definitely guys around the ball.
Are they similar to the Browns?
I really can't compare because I, you know, we go against them in training camp, but like, it's not like you're studying film on your own defense. So, I know they're similar to the Jets from, you know, what I've known for the past couple years, obviously with their coordinator coming from there and, try to go off that a little bit, but obviously personnel is different too. So, scheme is going to have to kind of go hand in hand with the personnel that you have.
I know you said when you're 0-2, there's no choice but to turn it around. That's just the way you have to approach it. But what gave you confidence that this team could turn it around and get back to winning football?
I don't think we ever lost confidence. Obviously, it's tough when you lose, you know, two close games. That could have gone either way, but you just keep battling, and that's, I think, the character of this team is that, you know, battle through adversity and keep going until, you know, that final whistle, you know, blows. So, and you just got to do it on a day-to-day basis and a week-to-week basis, and you know, good things will happen.
Brian, sometimes when a teams get a film on a young guy after a couple games that they haven't seen before, they make adjustments. So do you have counter adjustments in mind if that does happen either this week or down the line?
I don't think that applies too much in the quarterback position. There's so much going on to focus just on one guy. I think that would be kind of hard to do. So it's not like baseball where a young pitcher comes in and no one can hit him for a few weeks and then all of a sudden they catch up to his stuff because it's, you know, fastball, curveball, changeup. I mean, there's only so much you can do, but with our offense, we're so multiple in what we do that I don't think you can really get a beat on just one guy. It's you know, all 11 going together, and, you know, that's not something that I really think about.
Brian, can you talk about the fact that you were named the starting quarterback this week, even though Brandon has been medically cleared? What does that mean to you?
For me, it's just another week to go out and another opportunity to help this team win. Like I've always said, you know, as a competitor, you want to be the guy out there on the field. So I'm obviously excited about that. And, you know, with that quick turnaround, just trying to get things going and, you know, get up to speed on Buffalo.
So you're not looking at, or are you looking at it like, hey, it's my job now?
That's not my concern. You know, like I've said, this league, it's a literally hour-to-hour, day-to-day, week-to-week business. So I can't get caught up in that. The only thing I can worry about is what I can control, and that's my preparation and play.
And Brian, we always ask you about what you learned from Brady, but how about Belichick? He's the king of preparation.
I think you just learn how to prepare and cover all your bases. You never felt underprepared, and I think I've taken that with me everywhere I've gone. I think, you know, people say I believe in luck, and the harder I prepare, the more luck I have. I think that's kind of hand in hand with the way I think. So, you know, you just gotta try to cover all your bases. Obviously, something's gonna get thrown at you that you haven't seen before. That's just the way it is in this league. So, you try to prepare as much as you can, and the more prepared you are, I think the more comfortable you are when you go out there.
Brian, every week it seems North had a new wrinkle. Last week it was a little Bobcat hook. Mm-hmm. Is that effective? I mean, what does that purpose serve?
I think for us, like I said, we're so multiple. There's so many things that we can do, not only just because of our scheme, but because of our personnel. You have a lot of guys out there who can do a lot of different things. So I think, if anything, it kind of keeps the defense on its toes. And, you know, even though we ran it one time, it probably, you know, makes Buffalo practice it and take some time away from practice in our normal offense. You know, for me, I think it's great because whenever you can keep a defense on their toes, I think it helps out the quarterback tremendously because they're a little bit less aggressive, maybe a little more hesitant because they're not sure what's going to be thrown at them.
Brian, how is your, being a local kid here and now playing for the local team, how has your life been different the last couple of weeks? Is your texts going off all the
time?
Yeah,
I'd say that's about it. My phone is, the battery dies a lot quicker because of the usage it's getting. But besides that, you know, I really try to stay in a little bubble, and I'm really just from home to work. You know, that's what my life consists of, and there's not a lot of time for anything else. So it's a very time-consuming job. And for me, I want to put everything into it that I can. So not only here, but when I go home, you know, I'm trying to do a little extra too.
On that, Brian, though, on the sensibility of playing football in Cleveland, Ohio, is this much different in terms of being a great adrenaline rush than it was? So what was your mindset when you were on the field for Cleveland St. Ignatius?
This is a little more at stake now, but it's fun. You know, this is such a great football atmosphere, not only in Northeast Ohio, but the whole state of Ohio. I think, you know, throughout my career, wherever I've been, there's always been a lot of sense of pride from guys who are from Ohio. It's one of the top five football states in the country. And, you know, so to be back here and be in that football atmosphere where people live and breathe, you know, it's Friday night, you got the high school game. Saturday, there's Ohio State, the colleges around here. And then Sunday, it's the Browns or the Bengals, you know, for the whole state. So it's definitely exciting. You don't get that everywhere else.
When during your 5 years in the league, did you stand out on the sideline and say, if I get my chance, I know I'm good enough to have some success?
I think, you know, when I first made it my rookie year as an undrafted free agent, beating out three guys that were ahead of me just to be the backup to Tom, who was coming off of a season-ending injury, that kind of right there said, okay, you can do this. But then I think always in your mind, you're always waiting for the chance to actually go out and do it on the field just to kind of reconfirm it to yourself. And, you know, the limited time playing that I had over the years, it kind of always told me that, you know, you definitely can go out and do this. So I don't think it's ever a lack of confidence. It's always kind of you just want to go out and prove it to yourself.
Were there any leftover questions before the start in Minnesota? Because you'd only had one other start. About what you would do.
I don't think so.
Brian, we have time for a couple more questions.
Third and fourth quarter have been night and day these past couple of games. Can you pinpoint the reasons?
I think, like I said, you know, we're a team that always fights to the end. We kind of pride ourselves. We talk about in practice, it's going to take all four quarters. We're, you know, a second half team. Coach Chud always says, you know, he'll come up before a team period and say, look, we're down 24-17. It's the third quarter. What are we going to do? And I think that really gets the mindset going that it's going to come down to the end. There's not many games in this league where it's kind of decided by the fourth quarter. So you know that it's going to take all your mental capacity, everything you got physically, and just go out there and try to finish the job.
Have you always kind of prided yourself on, you know, no matter what happens throughout the course of the game, when it matters most, kind of, you know, delivering in the clutch?
Yeah, and I think the game kind of dictates what it is, but, you know, you just, I don't know if it's preparation of, you know, dealing with it in practice, knowing that you got to make a play because you're down. I mean, it's obviously an imaginative situation, but you kind of put yourself in that mental state, and then it carries over to the game.
What's your most vivid memory as a kid, as a Browns fan? What's your mind?
I don't know. There's so many. Obviously, being at the stadium when that last game, I just remember being scared of people ripping out seats and stuff like that. But I remember they always try to run Eric Metcalf up the middle, and people would be so mad. And my dad would say something. I'd be like, come on, Dad, he's going to break one. And eventually he would. But, you know, that's something that I really remember kind of vividly. And just the players, you know, Bernie, Webster Slaughter, Reggie Langhorn, all those guys. I think I remember the players more than, you know, specific plays or situations.
Did you ever ask Belichick why he did that so much?
No. No. Thanks, all right, guys. Thanks, guys.